News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, and we're here with Good Vibrations on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, because Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, is here hosting the Pensacola Chamber Connection this morning. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
This is a great song choice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Beach Boys.
Yeah,
it's summertime.
It's a good summertime. It just, you know, good vibrations.
I love that song.
Feeling
I thought
good.
Of it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a great song.
Right, right.
Well, and we brought back memories earlier with Malcolm. We were talking about vintage things, and I guess you could say that album, what was it, Endless
Summer? I think it's Endless Summer.
Yeah, it was like a double album
right,
of Beach Boy
with all
tunes.
Those Beach Boy classics on
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm just, again, dusting off some cobwebs, thinking back to that one.
Right, right.
But what a great album. It had all the hits on there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to listen to this song over and over. I thought it was just the coolest song.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it's one of those albums that helped me, you know, fall in love with summer.
And yes,
all
absolutely.
The things that go along with it.
And, absolutely. The minute you hear it, you think of summer.
Yeah, you
the
really do.
Beach Boys, no matter what the song is.
Right,
Surfing USA, any of the oldie goldies that they did.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, my goodness, you must, I said, I told him when he walked in, I said, I was kind of happy to see him. I thought after this weekend, with all that you had to do, the Pensacola Chamber, of course, was one of the co-producers, sponsors of the big 4th of July celebration. Y'all did great. I've
Thank
heard nothing
you.
But kudos so
good,
far.
Good, yeah.
So, far.
No,
so how are you doing? I said, I don't even know if he's going to be in here. But you're looking pretty lively, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm impressed.
No, I mean, you know, yeah, Sunday, you know, was the day of rest. Take it easy. But we're back today. But yeah, I mean, the fireworks were spectacular again.
Yeah.
And I mean, really got to give a lot of kudos. There's so many people and organizations that are involved with this. Obviously, we at the Chamber and the Pensacola Young Professionals
mm-hmm.
kind of organize everything. And there are a lot of moving parts. But
no doubt about it.
You know, we're funded through the Tourist Development Council in Escambia County. The city of Pensacola provides so many resources from police presence to helping with the traffic, you know, shutting
just
down Bayfront
just
Parkway.
Just putting out all of those, what do you call
putting out the barricades.
Barricades and all that stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of things I know I'm probably forgetting, but they're a great partner. This year we had title sponsors, Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms, who they set up, you know, they had their Coke truck out there, the big truck.
That's great.
That lit up. Actually, once it got dark, they could light it up, and there were flashing
cool.
lights, and they had their Hug Me Coke machine. So
I heard about it. Now, what is that? I kept hearing people talking about that.
You basically give the machine a hug, and it gives you a free Coke.
I love that.
And they got rid of every Coke that they brought.
Oh, how funny.
There was hundreds and hundreds of Cokes that people came.
Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs. Lots of free Cokes given out. And the cat was there from Cat Country.
I saw Cat. Well, that cat will always give you a hug.
Right, right.
That cat will give you a hug every time.
Something great for the kids. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Cat Country with the simulcast and
mm-hmm.
Brent, the great job he does, the Sparks and Stars. And then, you know, Dave Hoxing, you know, he's kind of my partner in crime as we're organizing all of this.
Yes.
So lots of meetings, lots of calls, lots of emails.
Hats off to Dave.
To coordinate everything. But we also got some great help. I just want to give a shout out to Matthew Pate and Pate Stevedore. They provided the tug and barge for us to be able to shoot this year.
Oh, that's such a huge part of it.
Right. So we were able to put it out in the bay a little bit. All from the port and make that work. So
how did it go? You feel like it was a good spot?
Yeah, because it's off the water a little
mm-hmm.
bit, so you get that shimmering. You see the reflection
in the water.
In the water,
sure.
And
still the best place really is to be on a boat.
Yeah, I mean the boat is
it really
if
is
you
fun.
Can, if you can swing that is really cool. I've done that before, I mean it was just a great evening. And, just really proud of what we're able to pull off and, all of the community partners that were a part of it and help make it a success.
Well, I don't think people realize how much goes into planning these kinds of things because you get there and you sit on a chair and you go, hey, okay, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the fireworks.
Right.
And a lot of people have worked really hard, especially the day before, setting up all the fireworks, setting everything up.
Yeah. So
I saw some photos on Facebook of
right.
the gang
so Pyro
out there.
Shows. Is the company that
they're great.
They're all across the Gulf Coast. They do pretty much every show along the Gulf Coast.
They do the beach fireworks.
And we are the largest. The Pensacola mm-hmm. is the largest. So But they've been so flexible as things kind of changed, and are great to work with. So shout out to them as well.
Great group of people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you start talking to them months before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll probably do, you know, we'll do a recap of this year, and then we'll start planning next year, you know, here very shortly.
I wish it could always be on a Saturday.
Yeah, it does.
Wasn't that nice?
It was kind of nice. You know, Friday was, you know, we were running around doing a lot, but, you know, just being on a Saturday, kind of, you know, if it's like a Tuesday, I don't know.
It just
feels like
weird.
You're breaking up the week, and it's weird. I don't know, but yeah, it did flow a little bit easier.
It was nice. I know a lot of folks took Friday and today off.
Yeah,
so it was a good excuse. It was a good excuse.
Right.
So, and I know you're off today, so I appreciate you coming in on your day off. I thought, oh, is he going to even be able to walk after all this excitement? And because it is anxiety producing when you are the producer of a show like this, and so many people are counting on you. It can be kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make it the best you can for the community and so many folks that come down and to enjoy it. So, but it's rewarding when you see it happen and it's over and you get all the great feedback.
Well, the weather was perfect. Hot 4th of July weather.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, we were down there mid-afternoon, and it was hot then. But as the afternoon into the evening, we had a nice breeze.
Oh,
and
nice.
It just, you know, really cooled things off. It was, you know, felt more springish than you know, middle
really?
Of summer.
Really? That's great.
So that worked out well. It kept the mosquitoes away.
Yay.
So it was
that's good.
Pretty much a perfect evening.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Peter Mouget, who was sponsor of the Sparks and Stars, the symphony. I've heard nothing but kudos about that.
Yeah.
I heard that went really, really well.
Yeah, all part of the... you know, the entire package of things that happens on the 4th. So
that's a great thing. That's a great tradition.
Yeah,
you get into the spirit, hearing all the patriotic music.
Right.
And then you're right there for the fireworks.
And then the flyovers.
I heard about that. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
So a lot came together, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Because it sounds like everybody in the community had a great time.
Yeah.
And people forget that the Pensacola Chamber does so much for the community year round. You've always got things going on, but this is probably one of the biggest.
It is big. It is big.
This is one of the biggest.
But it is very rewarding, and you know, we're proud to be able to be a part of it.
Well, I was talking earlier about how much I like this holiday because it really does bring us all together.
Right.
So no matter what your political views are, whatever you think about this or that, on the 4th of July, everybody wears their red, white, and blue.
Exactly.
And people are chanting USA. And it's just a wonderful, I don't know, it's just a great holiday. I think it came just at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, it always seems to come right at the right moment. And tonight, you don't want to miss the game tonight because
USA
plays Belgium, I believe, in the World Cup.
Yeah, so, you know, real opportunity there.
So you can still wear your red, white, and blue today.
Keep the spirit going.
Absolutely. So that'll be exciting. We'll have to fingers cross it.
I think there are a number of places around town if you want to go out and
watch parties.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Check those out.
That's a good idea. Well, and they got our player back. We got our best player.
Yeah.
Reinstated, which is miraculous.
Right.
So that's a good sign.
Things seem to be going our way.
That's a good sign. Right. I think so, too. Right. Well, congratulations, Todd, because I know how much work it goes into all of that. And I want to say a shout out to our friends out at Pensacola Beach as well, because they did a Friday night and Saturday deal with the Saturday night fireworks as well. So
And then they're going straight into Blue Angels. So I know... Jessica and her team will, you know, maybe catch their breath for a minute, but then it'll be immediately, you know, jumping into that. And
used to be the week right after. So at least this time we're getting a little bit of a break.
But
that's next, not this week, but next week the Blue Angels will be performing for us. And that all kicks off with everything from Wednesday through Saturday.
Right.
So you definitely can go online and look it up and you'll find out all the schedule. You can go to the Chambers, Pensacola Beach Chambers website. You can go to Santa Rosa Island Authority's website, your chamber's website, they all have it all listed.
Yeah, so.
So you can find out exactly what's happening, when, and where.
Yeah. But we'll still get a ton of calls. It's funny how many calls we get. We're like, well.
Oh, I bet.
We love it. It's the beach chamber, so we direct them that way.
But, yeah.
We're
all in it together. Everybody's.
Yeah, but again, it just speaks to our community and all the amazing things that so many different people and organizations are doing. You know, there used to be what was called the shoulder season. What was it? The off season?
I don't think that
doesn't exist anymore. I mean, we are going all year, and
no doubt.
It just makes Pensacola you know, just shows what we're all about.
Well, it's a great place. I loved living here. I moved here, gosh, over 20 years ago, thinking I would be here for about a year or two. That was my thought. And I've been here ever since.
Right.
I fell in love.
Right.
So,
can't leave.
Cannot leave. And there's just always so much happening. And organizations like the Pensacola Chamber keep us on our toes. Y'all have got something going on all the time. And if you have just moved here or if you're visiting, I would really encourage you to attend some of the Chamber events. It's such a great way to get to know people. It really, really is. I'm very pro-Chamber, as many people know, but especially what y'all do. You've got the Business After Hours, just another event this month.
Is yeah, that so, you know, we don't, July is a little bit slower because of the Blue Angels.
Of course.
We don't want to do anything that would interfere with that.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So we kind of take our take a breath. But we do have a joint business after hours happening on July 23rd. It'll be at the big Synovus Bank Building downtown at 5 to 7. It's a joint business after hours with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber.
Oh,
so
cool.
Brian Wire and his
yes.
folks. So that's always a lot of
Brian
fun.
Brian Harriet. Okay.
Yeah,
company.
We had Gulf Breeze. We had a joint business after hours.
I saw the fishers that look great. And you've got one coming up at the beach, too, I think, usually in the fall. Right?
Yeah, well, Perdido has theirs in October. And then, we'll see if we can work one out. I mean, it's just so busy. It's
I know.
Hard to coordinate everything. But, it's, again, it's great. We've got a number of different chambers in our area, but we all work well together.
Absolutely.
And support each other. And it's,
we've got
great.
The same mission, I think.
Yeah. At the end of the day, and, we all kind of have our different, focuses, but it all works. And
yeah, it's not a competition.
The puzzle pieces all fit well together.
Well, if you just joined it, I'm talking with Todd Thompson. He is the present CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We do this every other Monday, and Todd is always so busy, so I'm so grateful when he comes in on these busy weeks. If you've got a question or a comment about the chamber or about Todd, feel free to text
Let's not get too personal here.
Feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. So I guess this isn't a time for a chamber exec to take vacation, is it?
Well, I will be going to a conference in a couple weeks.
Well, that's good. That's kind of like a vacation.
Yeah, it's a chamber, executive conference.
Right.
A lot of breakout sessions and panels and things to learn more and,
those are fun. I've been to a few of those myself.
Get to talk with other chamber executives about things they do and
exchange ideas.
Exactly.
And what works and what doesn't.
Right. So that'll be in New Orleans, but so it'll probably be, the one place.
It's
even hotter and steamier than here.
That's true, but what fun. That'll be a fun place to go. Yeah. We're talking with Todd Thompson. So I was sitting here thinking if someone was listening, they wanted to get involved. One of the things that's really fun to do is to get involved with the chambers, to become an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to, and this is probably a good time now that it's a busy time, but the fall gets even busier when you have all the breakfast going on and
we
that
really
kind of thing.
Kind of follow the school year in terms of our events, So we'll be cranking back up really big in August.
This might be
good
a good
morning
time.
Pensacola and our State of Education luncheon that'll be in August. But so our chamber ambassadors, with just a few requirements, you have to be a chamber member for at least 6 months and have attended some of our events, so you kind of know how those operate.
And it's easy to join the chamber. You can even join. I mean, you can join with a business, but you can join as an individual too, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's we do that with some realtors and that sort of thing.
Right.
And our entrepreneur level is $450 for the year. So, you're talking barely over $1 a day to get a lot of great benefits. The ribbon cutting is amazing. We do that live on our Facebook with over 15,000 followers.
Yeah, I saw the last one.
We
did that. Great.
Yeah, with the Lucky Dough Pizza last week, which is amazing. If you haven't eaten there, highly recommend. Their pizza is fantastic. we do it live. We do the ribbon cutting. We do a brief interview with, the owner or the manager, whoever wants to represent the company, to just talk about, your services, how to get in touch with you, where you're located, those sorts of things. And then we do a follow-up post the next day with, photos and more of a description of your business and that sort of thing. So, you know, that right there is a huge...
That's worth the membership right there.
Right,
that publicity
right.
and people getting to know you, it's great.
Right. But we also offer every other Tuesday and Thursday. So this Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have our Pensacola Connect, which is our networking lunches at the Chamber. So those are sponsored. So the only requirement for a sponsorship is that you bring lunch for about 20 to 30 people. And it's great networking. It's free to attend if you're a Chamber member. You know, and there's always an educational component to it. So we've got a great group of, actually, it's run by our ambassadors.
Nice. So that is going on through the summer.
Yes, that'll continue.
Good.
So they, you know, there'll be some education. There's an opportunity for the sponsor to, you know, talk a little bit and then, you know, opportunities for folks in the room to, you know, practice your elevator pitch
or, right.
you know, how to really network, so things like that. So we try to find some of those free type of, you know, create some of those free types of events for small businesses in particular, because
sure.
we know it's, you know, it's tight. In terms of budgets
those
and things
meetings
like that. But it also provides that value.
They're probably a little bit more intimate, too. And if you're a little nervous about coming to a big breakfast or coming to one of the bigger events, this is a way to be a little bit more one-on-one and maybe get to know somebody a little bit better just because it's not as crowded.
And, again, it's run by our ambassadors. Mm-hmm. So there are, you know, a number of ambassadors that are there. They, you know, are very welcoming. They love talking to people. So they're always going to, you know, be there to greet you with a smile and make you feel comfortable.
Did you find out about the red coats?
Yeah, so I've been working on fireworks.
Oh, I know you've been busy, but if you've ever been to any kind of chamber event, when you see the people in the red jackets, that means they're an ambassador. And
right.
I still think that's kind of a tradition that's been around for many, many years. So that's why you can introduce yourself. You'll know right away that they're an ambassador.
Right. This time of year, they have the red polos also.
Oh, so, thank goodness.
Yeah. some of them still wear their red jackets, which I'm like, you know.
More power to you.
We gave you a polo, too, so
use that. That's funny. Well, it is hot, and we sure want to thank you again. The Pensacola Chamber and the Pensacola Young Professionals did an awesome job with the fireworks this weekend. If you just joined us, we're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620, or if you have a comment about the fireworks and how wonderful they were, we'd love to hear those, too.
Of course.
So now you can kind of exhale just a little bit.
A little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's always something going on and something we're
working on.
And, you know, take a little bit of time to plan, you know, for next year. Our fiscal year starts October 1st, so we're kind of in the last quarter of our current year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be wrapping things up, but also planning for, you know, what our next fiscal year will be. We'll have our annual meeting will be in September.
Gosh, already? Feels like you just had it.
Yeah, 2 months away.
So we're
starting to dive into that.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a great way to kind of, we give a wrap up of this past year, of the things we did, and then we'll look ahead of what next year will look like. But we just keep on going.
Well, speaking of wrap ups, unfortunately, I was out the day that we did the legislative wrap up. So we had a chance to put that on our show.
Right.
And my understanding is that you can go hear it if you'd like on the podcast. You can go to our page, newsradio923.com, and it's actually there. Just look at Pensacola Chamber. It was a couple weeks ago.
Right.
But talk about that a bit. It was a pretty positive outlook, it sounds like.
Yeah. So we have a relationship with the Gray Robinson Law Firm. They actually represent Escambia County with lobbying in Tallahassee. So they come over every year and do a wrap-up event, and they provided a lot of information, obviously, about the budget, what bills passed, what didn't, and then the property tax amendment that'll be on the ballot in November. You know, answered some questions about that.
That's a big topic.
Yeah. And it, you know, it sounds like there's not going to be much of a campaign for it. Governor DeSantis, even though it was a big initiative to him, said, well, it wasn't exactly what I wanted. So
really,
I'm not really going to get too involved.
That's interesting.
I think it's the potential for it to pass, you know, is not as good as it once looked like, but you know, you still have to keep an eye on it.
Well, the Chamber does. One of the themes this year for the Chamber has been advocacy. So will you be, at this point, will the board get together and decide on taking a stand on that particular issue?
Yeah, we have a policy committee that meets every month, and they make recommendations. So we'll take a look at that, and you know, probably at some point the board will consider it. We'll see what they make.
It'd be helpful because it's hard to kind of discern what exactly it means and how it would affect us, because it sounds there's been so many pros and cons with it. I mean,
right.
The con being that we would lose the money for supporting a lot of local services. That's the thing I've heard, but
right.
I'm not well schooled on this particular idea, but I've definitely heard the controversy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, sure, I'd love a property tax cut, but at the same time, you know, if that's going to impact my fire service, law enforcement, they took schools out, so schools wouldn't be impacted as much. But, you know, roads, infrastructure, all of those types of things that could be impacted, you know, that's what people are like, well, you know,
yeah,
I'd love a tax cut, but I don't know if that's really worth it.
Because we have to pay for that. It's going to have to come from somewhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So it's still the services.
And then we also have the local option sales tax locally, which is goes towards infrastructure. So that's something that our board has taken a position on and supports.
Right.
This is the penny for progress. And you'll see more of a campaign in the fall. This will be on the November ballot. But, you know, it's important. It's $50 million a year that goes to local infrastructure. So, you know, if we were to lose that, that would have a real negative impact. So, again, it's something that, you know, a decent amount of it's paid by our visitors because it's a sales tax. So when they're buying things, you know, they pay for it as well. So it's not completely a local tax, but it's something that is very important to our county. Impacts the entire county and the infrastructure projects that that we're looking to do.
Well, it's great that the Chamber has taken that advocacy role and can get that information out to us, because sometimes it is hard to, with the language sometimes
right.
in some of these bills and things, it's hard to discern how is this going to benefit our county or not benefit.
Right.
And so it's great that you all are helping to help us understand it better.
Yeah,
and having those opportunities. So what else is coming up? So we've just had the fireworks. I know that you're exhausted. You've got to be like, okay, we got that done.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, the only real event we have this month is the business after hours.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, with the minority chamber. So we'll be at the Synovus Bank building right downtown.
Great.
Can't miss it.
And that's 5 to 7, is that right?
Yeah, 5 to 7 on the 23rd. And then, yeah, we'll be back in August with our regular routine of events. Good Morning Pensacola. We have our State of Education lunch.
That's right, yes.
So kicking off the school year, we're here from the leadership from Escambia County Public Schools, Santa Rosa Public Schools.
Oh, that should be interesting.
UWF, Pensacola State. You know,
a lot of changes happening.
A lot of things happening, so it's always a good way to kick off the school year and get that update on what's happening.
No, that sounds great. So then we have the Blue Angels in about... Oh, not this week, but the following
week.
So that'll keep us busy.
Good luck to our friends at the Pensacola Beach Chambers, Santa Rosa Island Authority, everyone who's involved with that. They always do a fantastic job.
Well, it's definitely the busy time of the year, and it's great that we have our Chamber of Commerce who is welcoming people every day and giving the information out.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for.
There it is. So, Todd, are you going to take a break today, do a little golf or something fun?
No, I mean, I'll be a little more relaxed than usual, but there's still work to be done.
There's still work to be done. That's probably the theme of every chamber exec.
Right, right.
There's still work to be done.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to you, to Pensacola Young Professionals, to everybody. It was a great show this weekend, and I think people really, really enjoyed it, getting into the spirit of USA.
That's right. That's right. Let's go win tonight.
That's right. Don't forget, tonight is the big game, so we'll get to tune. I'm not sure what channel.
Fox.
Fox, that's right.
It's on 7.
Fox. At 7 o'clock tonight, so tune in for the big game. Go USA.
Let's go.
All right. Thanks again for the amazing fireworks of this weekend. We appreciate all that the Pensacola Chamber does for us and our leadership. With Todd Thompson. We appreciate you, Todd.
Thanks, Meg.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back with you in just a couple minutes right after the news. And in the meantime, if you want to hear this again tonight, you can always go right to our podcast page and click on Pensacola Chamber Connection, and you'll be able to re-listen to today's interview. Have a great morning.